oh yeah, we just use whatever tires are on the rental car. And now I'm thinking I'm going to die because he's going 120 miles an hour into a corner. And I'm thinking, these aren't new tires, and this is a rental car.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner, here with Matt Anderson. Today, Mark Eisenstadt and Angie Wilson are joining us to talk about the upcoming IDEA Conference. They'll tell us a little bit about their roles in IDEA, as well as the Daktronics Video Summit taking place before the conference. Welcome to the podcast. We're here today with Mark Eisenstadt and Angie Wilson. They are both returning to the podcast. They've both been on it before. Mark's been on it twice. This is Angie's third time. Welcome, guys.
Hey, good to see you.
Hello.
This is also Mark's first time in person now. We've only talked to you over the phone before, so this is actually nice to do in person.
Impressive.
So we're talking about today is we're talking about the upcoming IDEA conference. And so that's kind of, you know, why we brought the both of you in, because you're both involved with this conference more than just an attendee standpoint. So we can start with you, Mark, but maybe take a turn, each of you, to explain kind of your involvement with the organization and then what all does that entail?
Yeah. So for the last 4 years, I've been the Allied partner representative for the executive board, which means my role at IDEA is to represent all of the different companies who partner with IDEA to either provide demos or showcase their products and services. And I represent them to the board of directors of the conference.
So are they submitting things to you? Is there like...
mostly complain.
You're saying people have nice things to say, they really don't say it, and when they complain, they say it.
They do give feedback, and most of it's positive. And as part of the board, I also get to help direct the future of the conference. And I get to play a part in where we go each year.
Are there meetings... I mean, because it's maybe not as intense to say year round, but you have the show is once a year. But then, are there regular meetings? You know, in the off season, I guess I would call it.
Following the show, about a month later, we have our first board meeting, and then we do about a monthly board meeting, and then we meet together at the site of the next show in late fall each year to prepare for the following year, and then as we get closer, like we are now, a few weeks out. Then we start meeting more frequently.
How about you, Angie? What's your involvement with IDEA?
Sure. So for several years now, I've been participating in the conference content committee, but for the last 4 years, I've actually been the chair of the committee. And our committee is responsible for helping plan all of the educational sessions. So we have four different tracks for people in different areas of the industry, whether it be game ops, management, engineers who are focused on technology. And so we try to plan sessions for all of those groups that will be hosted at the conference.
And you guys have been going to the conference for quite a few years now. Have you seen any change in or growth in the conference? Has it gotten a lot more attendees, or what's happening on that front?
So this will be my... What did I say? Eighth? I think this will be my eighth conference. I know Mark's been going a little bit longer.
No comment.
Only a couple of years. Yeah. I'm also a little older.
Only a couple of years. So he could actually talk a little bit more about the growth, but I think they're forecasting a pretty big number again this year.
Yeah, this year we're forecasting a record number of attendees at IDEA. One of the most interesting things to me that I've seen in the 11-ish years I've been going as a member of Daktronics is the mix of people going. It used to be very male heavy and very not very ethnically diverse. And now you go and you see everybody there. And it's great to see our business as a whole expanding and becoming more inclusive. And in fact, IDEA created an inclusion and outreach group. And I think it's a board level position now.
With people that maybe aren't as familiar with IDEA, so the attendees, can you guys speak on that? It's operators, producers for a variety of different levels of sports, right?
You can have anywhere from a first-year content editor or even interns. There's a program for interns.
Okay.
So from all the way there to vice presidents and associate athletic directors, anywhere in between. But the conference is really focused on game presentation and entertainment. IDEA stands for Entertainment Association.
And really, they've actually started reaching out to high schools these last couple of years as well. So looking to do kind of high school outreach stuff early on at the beginning. It's not, you know, a full conference attendee package, but reaching out to local area high schools in the places that we're going.
I'd say we definitely see a lot more high schools getting video boards as well, so it definitely trickles down into that.
Yeah, it's exciting for us at Daktronics because we get to communicate, learn from, provide feedback to and from a really wide swath of customers all in one place, from NAIA schools to NCAA schools to soccer teams, of football teams, basketball teams, baseball teams at every level, minor league, major league, all of them are there and represented. So we learn a lot. And we're able to share a lot.
Domestic and international, too.
Domestic and international, yeah.
We've really seen the international
in
recent years. I know some Australia and I think Korea.
And Japan.
Japan, yep, there you go.
Yeah, like Finland. We've seen people from Finland and Sweden.
You're talking about where all these people are from. Where is the conference being held this year?
Oh, it's a terrible place.
Oh, geez.
It's in San Diego.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah. Right on the water, too.
And what time of year is it?
It's always the time around the time of the baseball All-Star break. So it'll be in July this year, mid-July.
Going back to your involvements with IDEA, how do those get started? Is it you guys have been going for a while and an opening comes up and you get nominated, or you saw it and you volunteer for it? How do you get from just being an attendee to actually being on a committee or a board?
Yeah, so at Daktronics, we're quite lucky that we've always been heavily involved. When I first started going, I was an attendee, and then I was asked to be a part of a content committee, and then I was asked to be the content committee chairperson, which is a position Angie holds now, and I said, Angie, I need you to help, and now you're on the content committee.
I see where this is going.
And then the board position opened up, and that's an elected position, so I ran for that position, and that I was fortunate enough to win. And that left a opening at this content committee chairperson, and we dragged Angie right on into that, too.
Nice. How many committees does IDEA generally have? You talked about you jumped on a committee before jumping to the board.
Oh, I think there are probably six committees.
Okay.
I'd have to think it through, but I think there's six committees, ranging from conference content, which is the one Angie leads, which is by far the most impactful because that's all of the courses for the whole week of conference. But then there's a committee that's responsible for the GMAs, which is Gold Matrix Awards. And so they're responsible for the voting process plus the award show. Social media committee. There's an inclusion and outreach. There's a Hall of Fame committee. If we want to talk about that, that might be a nice segue. Inspire the passion, yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of hitting at the point. There's a lot going into this conference, a lot of organization behind it to make it all come together and happen for everyone.
Yeah. We think about a way then to tie that into what's going on this year. So you have all these different committees. You're meeting at different points. What have you guys all come upon for this year's show? What's kind of new and different going on?
So one of the things we're most excited about is that our founder, Al Kurtenbach, is being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And he's going in along with Diana from the Pistons. And that's really a big deal. Only really one or two or maybe three people a year get into this Hall of Fame. It's pretty tough to get into. So it's really exciting for us. Maybe it's a little bit of a secret, but the induction's going to happen on the USS Midway.
Oh, cool.
So is that a secret? You want me to edit that out, Mark?
No.
It's not a very good secret if it's a secret. It's a very public secret.
I mean, we could talk secrets here, but podcast probably isn't the best.
I think since people have registered,
they know,
the schedule's out, so.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Is it cats out of the bag? Is that what the phrase goes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the saying, Matt.
I always have to check with Justin. I mess up those things a lot. So we take a step back from the IDEA standpoint and talk about just Daktronics as a company at IDEA this year. What should people look forward to seeing? Because we have a booth there, correct?
Yeah, we'll have a booth in a nice location, and we have all kinds of really exciting stuff. This is a good time for us at Daktronics. We're really starting to bring some innovations to market, especially in the control systems and video production systems. I don't know, Angie, if you want to go deeper.
Yeah, no. So we'll be bringing a lot of product to IDEA this year, and we have brought a lot of product in the past, but I think, you know, this year we want to bring all of our newest, latest and greatest products, whether it's, products that we've had and customers have been using for years, or it's new products. We're also bringing some additional products from AJT, which is a division of Daktronix that we acquired last year. So really allowing our customers to take a look at what we're doing, take a look at the products that we have to offer in the broadcast and live event control space.
There's going to be, I think, Angie, you were on a previous podcast episode. I think we touched on a little bit of that. So there's going to be like demos, I think, going on inside the booth as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be able to demo all of our newest products to our customers and anyone who wants to take a look. I think that's a good segue actually into the video summit. So every year prior to IDEA, we do a video summit, usually the Sunday before. We're doing that again this year. So 9 to 1 or 2, we'll see. That Sunday before, kind of a little user group for our customers, allow them to come in, see what we're working on, see where we're headed as far as our product development roadmaps and things, and really talk to them about the latest features and products that we have to offer.
Is attendance for the video summit generally pretty high, or what do we usually see for numbers there?
Yeah, you know, we have several customers that we can always count on. They always show up. They're always there. They always ask great questions. They always really take that opportunity to attend. It's open to any of our customers, whether they're attending IDEA or not.
Okay.
And so I think that's really key because we always do have about half of our group that's actually not even attending IDEA, but it just happens to be a convenient location for them. So taking our products and our services teams out to our customers to be able to interact with them.
And both of you have usually been at these, right? I know we didn't discuss this ahead of time, but can you think of how many video summits you've been to, Mark?
So we
you better be exact.
He's shaking his head over there.
Yeah. I'm gonna fact check this later.
We used to do a lot of video summits, and it was me and a couple other people. We would do a road tour every summer.
Sounds
so
fun.
I've probably done 20 video summits. Wow. 25. It's a lot.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I didn't expect it to be that high of a number.
I think counting I'll move on counting all the high school summits that we've done, I'm actually probably in the 10 to 15 range as well. So
talking about the growth of IDEA conference, that's gotta be different. You start out doing a tour and now it's kind of a more formalized process. The change of what you used to demo and show back then compared to like what you're doing this year, quite a bit different.
On the video summits? Yeah. They've evolved and they are far more formal, and not in a bad way, like more structured and better positioned to really deliver a message. When we first started doing them, we had a single product we really wanted to push out. Then we've gone to this place now where each year we evaluate what we're going to talk about to make it the best information for the audience. And Angie's team is nimble enough to change it based on the audience composition.
I was going to say, even just control systems in a live event stadium arena is so much different now than it used to be, so it's a lot more complex even, right? There's a lot more being asked out of that room.
Yeah, so our goal is to always make sure that, whatever customers do end up at that summit, that we're making sure that we're providing them value. You know, they're giving us their time. We want to make sure that we're giving them a lot of information and a lot of tips and helpful information really for them to produce the show that they want to produce.
Right. And like you say, technology is always changing. So the summit's kind of keeping up with the latest trends of what's changed, the new features of our control systems, or what we've introduced as new edits and updates, because we're constantly updating those things, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with the release velocity we've had over the last couple of years with our software and even new products that we're coming out with, we do always make sure to take some time during those video summits to address all of the latest releases, features within the software that we've added over usually the course of the last 6 months to a year, just to make sure we cover our bases. And then also obviously talking about new products that we have to offer.
Going back to when you said how that's a wide range of people that are attending this, right? You're seeing more high schools, some internationals for IDEA. How does that relate to the video summit? Do you guys see a lot of, like, what's the proportion? Is it mainly major league, college, or do you see a variety?
It's a good mix of college and professional teams. We actually host video summits specific to high schools, and those typically happen not necessarily associated with a conference. We're just going out into the different regions and hosting those and kind of spreading ourselves out there. So we address high schools a little bit differently because they are a very specific market, and what they're trying to do and produce and what we can help them with is a little bit different. So we do different video summits specifically for HSPR customers, or sorry, high school customers, using DAC lingo there. And then the video summit before IDEA, you know, is really targeted at a lot of the colleges and the professional teams that we work with.
With 20 different video summits that you've gone to, Mark, and maybe 10 to 15 for you, Angie, I'm sure there's got to be some interesting stories that either go along with the summit or the conference as well. Do you have any interesting stories that you remember from the past there?
So the video summits tend to be really give and take, a lot of conversation. They're really fun. They're low stress, informal. So those tend, my memories are those sort of mushed together, but the whole concept of like a warm family feeling on the video summits, it's really low stress. It's not a selling activity by Daktronics. It's a learning activity for the attendees. Sometimes they get a little bit heated if we may have disagreements, or if there's a particular feature that a customer would like that we don't have. But for the most part, my general feeling about these video summits is they're really kind of laid back, fun, easy ways to share information.
And really, like you mentioned, they can get a little heated at times when people ask difficult questions. But I think that's the point of it, right, is that environment allows customers to come to us and ask the tough questions. And of course, you know, we're standing up there and we've got to answer.
Makes us better.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's obviously something they're passionate about. If you get people coming again and again, they're probably the power users and they want to make sure that they're getting the most out of it.
Yeah, but it's not just for the power users. We have that whole gamut from I've never touched this. I've got an installation coming in the next year and I want to know what I'm falling into before training. All the way to I've been using your system since the 80s, and this is my 15th iteration of your control system. We have both of those.
Okay. I'd have to imagine that IDEA has to like that at some point, because it makes me think about when people go to this ahead of a conference, and it's more of a, you said, relaxed atmosphere, right? People aren't afraid to ask questions, talk, get to know each other. Sometimes I've been to conferences where they'll have icebreaker type things ahead of the conference, so when you go into the conference, you feel a little more relaxed. If you're a first-time operator, now you're going to the conference, at least you maybe know two or three people that you're hanging out with at the video summit.
Yeah, I've seen that happen quite frequently. The people who, especially their first time at the IDEA conference, if they've gone to the video summit with us, then they tend to be partnered up or hanging out with people that were at our video summit all week.
Yeah, IDEA itself can be so large, and there are people that like us that have been going for a really long time and, you know, have a lot of connections and relationships. And so, yeah, first time at that conference can be overwhelming just because, you know, just the amount of people there. But that's the other thing about IDEA, though. Everyone is pretty open, really friendly.
Super friendly. And there's always activities that are fun, that are sort of tangential to our work. They're not exactly work.
What?
Yeah.
Big words. You confused Matt.
Oh, sorry, Matt.
I'll have to Google that one later. So thinking about the different activities that happen then at IDEA, what are some memories you have of those? So you kind of shared from the video summits what that's like. Do you have any fun stories from the IDEA conference?
Yeah, so last year the conference was in Indianapolis, and we took the entire conference to the Motor Speedway for dinner and drinks and rides on the track, which was fascinating.
Wow.
And so when you imagine rides on the track at Indy Motor Speedway, you're thinking like you're going to get in a race car.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Did you have to wear a helmet?
No.
Okay.
Though I felt I might have been better off with one. when you hear the end of the story, you might agree.
Okay.
So it was awesome. First of all, it was amazing. And the folks at the Speedway were really, really awesome. And what they do is they go get a bunch of streetcars, and they put you in the car with a race car driver, like a real race car driver. So we got in the car, and I'm in the passenger seat of a Toyota Corolla.
We have video footage of this.
Yes.
As well. I was in the back seat, so.
Yes. Is this on YouTube so we can put in the show notes?
No.
Can it be put on YouTube?
I can get access. I have access.
I asked the guy, what do you do like when you're not driving people around the track? I'm an Indy Lights driver, which is like one level below IndyCar. So this guy's He's a legit driver. Yeah. How many laps have you taken on this track? Hundreds and hundreds of laps. Okay. So we're driving, and where does a car come from? And this was my fatal error. I shouldn't have asked because I really didn't want to know when I found out the answer. Well, we rent them, like from Enterprise? Yeah. Okay. Well, where are the tires? What happens to the tires? Oh, yeah, we just use whatever tires are on the rental car. And now I'm thinking I'm going to die because he's going 120 miles an hour into a corner. And I'm thinking, these aren't new tires, and this is a rental car.
Were there enough handles in the car for you to hold on to?
Yeah. It was, you know, sometimes you don't want to ask the questions.
So you had that conversation while you were driving
the
car?
Yeah, while we're going 100 mile, plus miles an hour into
Please keep in mind, I was in the back seat.
Yeah. Okay. you might have noticed I talk a lot. So, and I like to learn. And this guy seemed really interesting. And you know, I'd like to know who's about to kill me.
Well, at least you asked the questions after you got in the car.
Yeah, but it probably shouldn't have done it as he's accelerating.
To be fair, he was cool as a cucumber. That way, he was like out for a Sunday drive.
Yeah,
like,
okay. This was the easiest thing in the world to him, and he's just
so the confidence helped maybe calm you guys down a little bit.
And it was an incredible experience. And if anybody ever gets a chance to do it, even if it's in a rental car with old tires, I would say do it.
So, Angie, you were in the same car.
Yeah, Tony Cook and I were in the back seat.
Okay,
so.
Did Mark squirm a lot? I want to hear your side of the story.
No, I'm just asking this guy questions.
Okay. Mark was having the time of his life.
Yeah, it's not scary until you get out and realize you almost died.
There's a quote board in here. I'm going to put that on there.
Yeah, this poor guy. Now I called him out on a podcast.
He's nameless, though. You didn't name him.
Yes, and I won't because I can't remember it.
How about you, Angie? Are you gonna second that for your most memorable moment, or do you have another one in mind?
No, I think there are a few for me. I actually think one of the coolest things for me was the first year I attended IDEA was when it was in Minneapolis. I'm from Minneapolis. I grew up there. I live there currently. And so having the conference in my hometown, bringing everyone in and getting to show off the venues and the city and everything it had to offer, that was a really cool experience for me. It being my first conference, too, kind of blew my mind because I didn't know what I was getting into. So that was a really cool experience for me, and that's one that definitely stands out. I think the other one that stands out for me is definitely Seattle. Unfortunately, I was pregnant on that one, so I didn't get to have as much fun as other people, but it still stands out from the perspective of we took a boat. We got to sponsor a trip on a boat to take the boat over to Husky Stadium, right? University of Washington, where we have our equipment and displays, and that was just a really cool event, being able to I was going to say drive up to the stadium, but you don't drive. I guess you drive a boat, but sail there.
There it is.
Float on up to the stadium on the boat. That was a really cool event, really cool experience that stands out.
So is it safe to say there's at least like one event you go somewhere for each year at IDEA?
Yeah, multiple. So this year we'll go. There's a beach party, which will be interesting. then we're really excited. We get to bring the membership over to Petco Park, home of the Padres. Which is a great Daktronics facility. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of really cool displays, really great looking displays. They are a really heavy Daktronics control system user. So we're really excited to bring people over and let them see this venue with our partners there.
I can imagine when it's a group of operators, it's pretty easy, but when you go to these facilities to make sure that the display is on, there's good stuff. Because I know I'm involved with different conferences, and whenever you find out it's going to be at a DAC facility, you're always trying to work ahead to say, hey, can we make sure the displays are on? Because it might just be a tour, but if you have an event there, I'd imagine you guys got that covered, right?
Yeah, one of the cool things about IDEA is it's operators for operators. So the venues, like in this case Petco Park, our friends over there, they like to show off what they can do too. So they'll have that system doing really cool stuff and humming and singing.
Do you think people will go into the control room and be able to try it themselves and test around a little bit, or do you think it's going to be kind of hands off, just look at the pretty lights?
It depends on each venue is a little different on how far they let you get into touching stuff, but they'll do tours into the control room, show what they have. They have this switcher, this control system, this data system, and they will. There'll be a lot of questions. In some cases, you will see some people playing around, but usually it's people that the facility guys know.
Okay, they've kind of gotten in. So if we let Matt in there, we wouldn't let him touch anything.
Well, we don't let Matt touch anything.
That's a good point.
You don't even let him touch a microphone.
Yeah, it was after that one time.
If people out there are interested in possibly getting into a tour of that control room going to IDEA and seeing everything that they have to offer, is it too late to register? Or can they still do that?
Nope. IDEA registration is still open. So anyone who's interested can go to the IDEA webpage. I believe it's ideaontheweb.org. Register for the conference there. As far as the video summit goes, if people are interested in attending that, that is still open for registration as well. You can find that by going to Daktronics.com and getting to the landing page for Daktronics IDEA. Otherwise, we are also reaching out to a lot of our customers that attend via emails. We've had blog posts about it, so tons of information. And that's Daktronics.com is how you're going to register for the video summit as well.
Is there a cap number at all? Do you know, like, is there only 10 spots left in the video summit, or do we kind of accept whatever amounts are going to come in? Do people need to hurry up and register by a certain date? Or
yeah, no. We'd like to get everyone registered as soon as possible,
yeah.
But we are not going to cap it. As many of you customers out there that we
there
have
we
that want to come,
yeah.
we'll make it work.
We're not going to fake create demand and say only two spots remaining. Sign up now.
Is that what I just asked there?
Yeah, that's kind of what you were trying to do. Well, Mark and Angie, thank you for joining us and telling us about IDEA. I think I'm going to go try and find a rental car. I'm going to pretend like I'm a NASCAR driver.
You explain that to the cops and see how well that goes.
That probably won't go very well. But anyway, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. For more information, visit www.daktronics.com.